Hello again, and welcome to On This Day here on English Waves. Today is the 11th of January, so what happened on this day? I'll begin with a rather unusual fact. On this day in 1770, the first shipment of rhubarb was sent to the United States from London. In 1964, the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Luther Terry, published the landmark report saying that smoking may be hazardous to health, sparking national and worldwide anti-smoking efforts. In 1972, East Pakistan renamed itself Bangladesh, while in 1980, Nigel Short, aged just 14, became the youngest international master in the history of chess. There are a few interesting and totally unconnected births to point out today. On this day in 1864, Henry Gordon Selfridge, founder of Selfridge & Co. Limited, was born. He is known for the phrase, "The customer is always right, if only other people agreed with him." But that, of course, is another story. Furthermore, on this day in 1907, Pierre Mendès-France, the former Prime Minister, was born, as was the actor Bernard Blier in 1916 and the actress Phyllis Logan in 1956. She is best known for her role as Mrs. Hughes in the very popular Downton Abbey. And I'd like to finish today by referring to the gigantic Marche Républicaine, which took place on this day in 2015. As you probably remember, these marches took place as a way of showing solidarity with the French Republic's values of liberty, fraternity, and equality, and as a protest against the extremist terrorist attacks of the previous days, which led to the death of 17 people. Leaders from 44 nations participated in the Paris March, which drew nearly 2 million people, making it the biggest rally ever held in modern France. I was there too, with some British, French and German friends, and the atmosphere was very moving indeed. Moments of reflective silence interspersed with spontaneous rounds of applause. A sort of Mexican sound wave. Indeed, there were so many people that in 2 hours I covered a distance that would normally take about 5 minutes. And I didn't even get to République, where the march officially started. Many other demonstrations were held all over France and in countries around the world. And I'm sure that many of our listeners participated too. So, wherever you are today and whatever you are either celebrating or commemorating, I'd like to wish you a very happy 11th of January. This is Peter Sanderson-Dykes of English Waves.